Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Thomas Dunn. Thomas is a campus journalist at Santa Clara University. He works for the campus radio station KSCU, and he also works for a variety of media outlets on the college campus. On the program, we discuss what's it like living in the San Francisco Bay Area, as well as what's the food scene like in San Francisco. Also, we talk about what he does at Santa Clara University. Oh, and we also talk about what's happening with the San Francisco 49ers and the buzz around the city and the Bay Area. Thomas is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
How powerful is Cox Fiber? Powerful enough to keep fans across the country in the action on the biggest game days of the year. Whether you're one of 65,000 fans at Allegiant Stadium or you're streaming the game at home with Cox Fiber from the company with America's fastest download speeds, whenever it matters most, Cox keeps you connected. Limited availability in select areas. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply. Analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data. Fixed median download speeds. US Q3 2023. How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to keep fans across the country in the action on the biggest game days of the year. Whether you're one of 65,000 fans at Allegiant Stadium or you're streaming the game at home with America's fastest download speeds powered by fiber. Whenever it matters most, Cox keeps you connected. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply. Analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data. Fixed median download speeds. US Q3 2023.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
How powerful is Cox Fiber? Powerful enough to keep fans across the country in the action on the biggest game days of the year. Whether you're one of 65,000 fans at Allegiant Stadium or you're streaming the game at home with Cox Fiber from the company with America's fastest download speeds, whenever it matters most, Cox keeps you connected. Limited availability in select areas. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply. Analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data. Fixed median download speeds. US Q3 2023.
T-Mobile 5G home internet can leave you with slower speeds during its busiest hours. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Visit cox.com/5G home to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. When you think of schools on the West Coast, specifically in California, there's the Trojans representing USC. There's also the Bruins that represent UCLA. And if you even go to Northern California and the Bay Area, to be exact, you have the Cardinal, Stanford University. There's also the Golden Bears, California, a.k.a. Cal, there in Berkeley. Oh, and also there's a school in Santa Clara, California called Santa Clara University, or the University of Santa Clara, for that matter, the Broncos. And speaking of Santa Clara, we want to welcome him to the program. He is the voice for the Santa Clara University Broncos for their campus radio station, KSCU Radio in Santa Clara, 103.3 FM. And he's also the sports editor for the campus newspaper, the Santa Clara. And he's also a columnist for Cal Athletics, where it's dedicated to athletics for the California Golden Bears. Let's welcome him to the program, Thomas Dunn. Hey, Thomas. Hello, my man.
Hey, I appreciate the opportunity, guys. It's a pleasure to be here, and it's a big week here in the Bay Area.
Indeed, it is a big week in the Bay Area, and certainly so much going on, not just with the team playing in the big game, but just so much happening in the sports world in the Bay Area. Before we get more into the 49ers, we'll get to them in just a little bit, but I want to start off just talking about the Bay Area specifically. As I mentioned, you are a student at Santa Clara University, and it's unique not only being a student in the Bay Area, but just living there.
It is, because I, in addition to all the musings that are happening around campus right now and beyond, I grew up in the Bay Area, so I've seen the Bay Area transform through several different types of different generations of teams and players and types of campus life. So it's been really fun to see from, you know, the way the 49ers have grown from when I was younger to now. And even though I'm not necessarily a 49ers fan, you know, it's been nice to observe what they're doing in here on Santa Clara's campus, their transformation here. So honestly, it's been a pretty nice culture shift over these past few months, and yeah, there's a lot of hype coming into Sunday for sure.
What's it like living and being a student in the Bay Area?
Yeah, for me, it's not necessarily, it's not as pressure packed as one would think. And I think it's, you know, speaks to the fact that I've been in the Bay Area all my life. I think it's been stable for me. It's been home. It's all I knew. And I haven't wanted to leave yet, and I don't really want to. I think the Bay Area gets a bad rap for some things that are out of its control, but I've loved it my whole life. I've continued to love it. And as a student, I think there's tons of resources at your disposal, both at the university and beyond. I think a big part of my college choice was, what can I do outside the classroom? And I felt my final choices, Santa Clara included, enabled me to have the resources I needed to succeed here in the Bay Area, knowing that it's home, knowing I have what I need, the people I need, and It's been rewarding. I haven't regretted it for a second.
Absolutely. And let's stay just with California and the Bay Area for a moment. California is a unique state. We know California is, for the most part, known for its weather being consistent with the weather all, you know, year round, being beautiful and the sunshine and things of that nature. And California is a state where we've got Hollywood, Silicon Valley, and other groundbreaking industries, just to name a few. But there are differences between Southern California and Northern California, or the Bay Area and LA to be exact. Can you explain to the listeners, in your opinion, what's the difference between the Bay Area and LA?
I think there aren't necessarily as many differences as one would like. I think one of the main things that I like to note that's different is when people refer to food here in California, especially in the NorCal, SoCal split. You know, like if food doesn't slap, it smacks, or something like, you know, something along those lines. I feel like when the going gets tough, both of the NorCal and SoCal are a lot alike. They band together, especially when it comes to things like sports, when it comes to things like hot button issues. I think it ends up referring to more of a culture of California as a whole, and I think it's only when you get into like the nitty-gritty details for things like food scene, I think that's when you really see their split. I haven't been to SoCal probably as much as one would think, considering growing up in California, but my time down there, any time I visited, it's been nice. It's good to see, you know, a good, vibrant culture that sticks around, and I certainly hope that it's still continuing to be that way. Up in NorCal, our culture, we love it. You know, we always have a feeling of, we're all we got, we're all we need, and we don't care if anyone comes in and doesn't like it. We appreciate it for what it is, all the different types of mini cities where it's like a little Italy, a little Japan, little Korea, little, you know, things like that. So we are very appreciative of both our NorCal and SoCal brothers and sisters down south, but California as a whole, we just appreciate what we got.
The food scene in San Francisco in the Bay Area, I wanted to ask you, what's the food scene like in the area?
It's amazing. It's transcendent, and for those who have not been able to visit Northern California, the Bay Area as a whole, highly recommend. When you think of the definition of hole in the wall, a lot of hole in the wall places in San Francisco are plenty. And it's not to say, like, if you're a tourist and you want to come out here, there aren't your places in, like, a Chinatown or Japantown, things like that. But when I look at myself in the way, like, I like to gravitate towards my palate, much like SoCal, taquerias are here aplenty. All those different types of burritos, the California burrito, the Mission burrito, things like that. Those are amazing. Quesadillas, you get them all out here, both in NorCal and SoCal. but especially up here in San Francisco, Oakland, Berkeley, the peninsula, things like places like that. I love the Mexican food scene here. One of the big reasons I just love the culture. When you have a place that's just willing to give and give, and you receive that same product, mesmerizing product, time and time again, I think it's never makes you want to leave. And I think that's why visitors, when they do come out here, they're enamored with some of the food culture, because you can get it from anywhere. There's never going to be a lack of options. You can have Mediterranean if you want it. You can have Thai food if you want it. You can go get Korean barbecue if you want it. And in my case, I'm going to go get my burrito. Who knows? I might go get it tomorrow. There's always options of plenty. I think that's what really speaks to the best parts of the Bay Area food scene, in San Francisco especially.
Absolutely. I want to stay just with the food scene in the area. When I think of San Francisco and the Bay Area, the first thing that comes to my mind is the freshness of the seafood, specifically with the crabs and the lobster. Can you tell the listeners just about the lobsters and especially the crabs that are abundant in the area?
Absolutely. So it's really much like other things and other like strengths of other cities. It's seasonal. You want to get it right. And especially over towards like the Embarcadero and the Port of San Francisco, that's where people are making their money maker with their lobster and crab. Ironically enough, I've had crab in two separate spots, San Francisco and over on the East Coast in Baltimore. You're only getting the best when you come out here or you go out there. I think the crab and lobster scene, not to say it's underrated, but people, I don't think, appreciate it enough for what it is and just how consistent, how lethal it is, and how amazing it is when you get that product for on end, no matter what type of meal you want with it, whether it's like a side of crab fries. You get like a loaded like crab balls with something else. People are creative out here with their crab. They're creative with their lobster. And I think people come to appreciate the seafood scene, especially in San Francisco, because people care. I think that's a big underrated aspect to these types of, I guess, manly style missions where you have to go work and find your product, especially when it comes to seafood. You have to want it. You have to care for it. And I think San Franciscans definitely care for their lobster and they definitely care for their crab.
Still with the food scene in the area, you mentioned not just the Embarcadero and the Port of San Francisco, but Fisherman's Wharf. Fisherman's Wharf is another treasure of San Francisco. Just tell everybody about Fisherman's Wharf and the things that you can find there.
Yeah, Fisherman's Wharf's a hotbed of activity. I used to go there when I was a lot younger with my parents. I think nowadays, not that I've necessarily grown out of it, but it's somewhat touristy now. Nowadays, you can still go get your boudin, go to boudin, get your bread bowls, things like that. Get like clam chowder and a bowl of boudin. Now that's something I think that really people really like to gravitate towards. That's something that people will mark out of like find time out of their calendars, saying we have to go try that. There are also some chains down there, which obviously not everyone wants to go deal with, but it's fun because you have all these different types of merchandise stores, you have all these museums, other activities that you can do over in Fisherman's Wharf. And I haven't been there now for a few years because, like I said, at some point when you grow up so much near that Fisherman's Wharf, you don't necessarily realize its impact on you at that point. But when I've had friends who come out to college here, they say, hey, let's go do a day in the city. And I hear day in the city, I'm like, well, I do that kind of anyway. You know, that's kind of the difference when it comes to people from out of state coming into a region like the Bay Area. Some people, they grow with it. And you can argue kind of like wherever you grew up in your life, and you have people coming in from out of state saying, hey, let's go do this. You're like, I kind of do that anyway. I don't want to say Fisherman's Wharf has lost its novelty, but I think it's really starting to recalculate its purpose. But it's definitely a fun time for people who haven't been there before. You get to see all the different types of activities, especially with like the old street cars out there in San Francisco, rolling down Market Street, getting towards the Embarcadero, getting towards Pier 39, and eventually out over towards Christie Field. It's an amazing, essential part of San Francisco and its tourism.
Indeed it is. It's definitely one of those great attractions, and it's definitely a one of a kind. Several things I want to talk about before we move on to something else. While we're talking about foods in San Francisco, Ghirardelli chocolate, sourdough bread, I want to ask you, have you had, what's it like eating those items?
I love it. I personally love Ghirardelli chocolate, especially their mixes of these for things like brownies. Because you see it in your local store, so like my local Safeway will have Ghirardelli, and I know they're never going to be really in any qualms of not having it because Ghirardelli has a big part up in San Francisco. All the sourdough bread, like I have sourdough in my freezer, that's my bread of choice right now. Those are really, like, they're glue parts. Like, when you think of, like, I always like to do sports analogies, when you think of a glue guy, you think of Ghirardelli chocolate, you think of sourdough bread in San Francisco. Those are parts that just keep things moving for San Franciscans and people as a whole, because Ghirardelli, it's multi-purposeful. You can get it for Christmas gifts. You can get it for Easter gifts. You can get it just to make a cake. You can get it to make a brownie mix, something like that. For bread, you can always repurpose it like how Boudin does with Boudin bowls. I think the versatility of Ghirardelli and the versatility of sourdough bread as a whole, I think that's what really draws people in. And it really draws me in, because as much as I said, you know, I grew up near Fisherman's Wharf and I don't like to look at it in the same way other people do, I definitely appreciate what comes out of Ghirardelli's factory, and I definitely appreciate what comes, especially when it comes to fresh sourdough bread.
Absolutely. Again, some of those things that we talked about, man, are definitely crown jewels of the cuisine of San Francisco and just the Bay Area as a whole. And speaking of the Bay Area, you mentioned about people coming to the area, whether it be for college or just wanting to visit, which goes to my next question. I want to ask you, for those that have never been to San Francisco or the Bay Area, what do you tell them?
I tell them, one, you got to bring a big appetite, and I know that's not some groundbreaking revelation here, but in addition to that, you got to be willing to experiment, because chances are you're going to come out here, if you've never been here before, you're going to try a cuisine that you've never even come close to thinking you're going to try. And whether that's Mediterranean, whether that's Thai, whether that's Indian, Nepalese food, you want it, we got it. San Francisco has what you need, and if you're going off my personal recommendation, you got to try all the burrito spots you can. Go to all the different family-owned taquerias. Like, this is my personal, like, set of standards when it comes to a taqueria. If you know it's a family-run taqueria, you know it's going to be good. If they're a cash-only place, more than likely they're going to be good. And if you know there's chaos in the kitchen, you know they're going to be trying to turn out the best product possible. I don't want people coming from out of state, they get off the plane, they say, I want Chipotle. That's not what we're about. We're here about fresh ingredients. We're about fresh burritos, new takes on tacos, quesadillas. We're here to don your plate with culinary culture, for lack of a better phrase. I think that's what people would really enjoy about San Francisco, the opportunity to experiment, because some places you don't really have the opportunity. In some towns, you just have your local diner, and that's what you have. You have your local grocery store, and that's what you have. San Francisco, I think, more than anything, will give people an opportunity to enjoy themselves, find something that they can really empathize. I don't want to say empathize, but find something that they can enjoy for the rest of their lives, and I think have a lasting memory in the city.
Rightfully so, and you definitely point out some of the great cultural dynamics of the area. I want to stay just with the area for a moment. Two bridges that are iconic in the area, that's the Golden Gate Bridge and the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge. Can you explain to the listeners just what's it like driving across that bridge and just how significant it is to the area?
Yeah, I think when you think of those two bridges, it's history. No matter how you slice it, it's a crucial part of Bay Area history. And even obviously precedes my time, but when I think of the history of the bridges beyond when they were built, I think of their roles in the 1989 Loma Prieta earthquakes. You know, the World Series was happening in San Francisco between San Francisco and Oakland. You know, the Bay Bridge collapsed on itself, and then it had like its own era. The post-earthquake era till about mid-2010s was my version of the Bay Bridge, of what I grew up going across the bridge for to go to Easter to go to my uncle's house. And then they started modernizing it. And the whole back half going towards from Oakland to Treasure Island, so if anyone has driven the park from Oakland to Treasure Island, it's the new era of the Bay Bridge. So slowly but surely they're trying to modernize these bridges, have it look nice, and it really does look nice the way its architecture has been driven out and executed. It's been really phenomenal. When you look at the Golden Gate Bridge, it's novelty. When I go up to Sonoma or Napa to go visit people or go to like the NASCAR race up at Sonoma Raceway, for example, the Golden Gate Bridge, it's the same as ever. They reinforce it. They're adding resources to make sure that people know what type of bridge that they're on, how far it's come from its initial musings and initial architecture when people were questioning the structure of it, when they were questioning, is this really going to work? Or are you really going to bridge the gap between Marin County and San Francisco? And they have. And I think San Francisco has done a good job of reinforcing that notion. I think they have a good job of explaining the history. And I think they've also done a good job of realizing, and I don't mean to take for this to take a different type of term, but, you know, what comes with a lot of these iconic bridges is sometimes a place of refuge for people who are struggling. I think San Francisco has done a good job to make people realize that these bridges are not the place for that and you can get help. And I think the city as a whole has done a good job in, you know, maintaining its resources to spread that type of message.
Indeed, man. And you, again, those bridges have been iconic for centuries, and they continue to serve as a great landmarks for the Bay Area, the Golden Gate Bridge and the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge. All right, so now, of course, we have a big one. We've got a big game, the 49ers going up against the Kansas City Chiefs. And I want to ask you, Thomas, what is the buzz like in San Francisco and the Bay Area with the 49ers being in the big game?
Yeah, the buzz is immense. The hype is immense. And I think the mission statement so far this time around is to finish the job, because San Francisco 49ers fans have been close these past few times that they've been getting towards the big time. 2019 to 2020, when they faced the Chiefs in Super Bowl 54 down in Miami. They were ahead, and they didn't get the job done. Last year, when they got to the NFC Championship against Philadelphia, they were ready to take their leap towards the top of the mountain, and then Brock Purdy got injured. I think this time it's really about, for them, can these guys finish the mission that they've been set out on, really, for some of these guys, for four-plus years now? Yeah, I myself must admit at this point now, I was an Oakland Raiders fan growing up, and still am, really. That's how I still identify myself in terms of my NFL fandom. And I think that's something a lot of people that are coming to grips with here in the Bay Area, that the Niners have put their foot on the gas, put the stranglehold here on the Bay Area in terms of football discourse. And I've realized now that these people, they want nothing more than just to see their boys back at the mountaintop, much like I want my Raiders back at the mountaintop, which is why this Super Bowl has me living, for lack of a better phrase, another nightmare all over again, because either a division rival is going to be hoisting a Lombardi on our home field, or a local rival may be hosting it on our home field. But regardless, it's not hard to see the pageantry that these people want to experience and the passion they're having right now going into this big game.
Man, you talk about sports in the Bay Area was definitely something. I mean, it's always something in California, but the Bay Area specifically, the 49ers being in San Francisco, the Raiders when they were in Oakland, now they're in Las Vegas, and then even with the baseball teams, with the Giants in San Francisco and the A's, for the moment, being in Oakland, depending on what happens with the whole stadium situation in Las Vegas. And, wow, the Warriors being in Oakland, coming back to San Francisco. But, man, it's interesting that you brought up the Raiders, never a dull moment. And let's stay just with the 49ers for a moment. I know you're, as you stated earlier, you still are a Raiders fan. You grew up a Raiders fan, but who are your favorite 49ers players?
You know, a lot of the 49ers players that I like to look at are the guys who are willing to get down and dirty and get physical. I look at a guy like George Kittle. I look at a guy like Trent Williams. Those are the guys who may not get the recognition behind a Brock Purdy or a Christian McCaffrey, but those are the guys who make the machine go. And when I look at the way I like to view sports and enjoy sports, I love effort. I'm an effort-based person. I'm a process-based person. George Kittle and Trent Williams are the definition of the 49ers process. They're the glue that holds the machine together. They're the guys who stabilize things when the going gets tough. And I feel like if the 49ers meet some adversity in Super Bowl 58 on Sunday, those are going to be the guys and the leaders that they have to turn to in order to turn the tide if necessary. Because Brock Purdy, for all the poise he has right now, he's only a second-year quarterback, barely eclipsing a full calendar year as starter. Full NFL calendar year as starting quarterback. You can't expect him to have all the solutions. That's why you turn to your veterans like Kittle. That's why you turn to your veterans like Trent Williams, even Christian McCaffrey, Fred Warner, guys like that. You want to make sure that you have guys who are willing to put their bodies on the line, be the illustration of the team culture out on the field, and most importantly, get the job done when it's on the line.
You mentioned some two standout players for the Niners, George Kittle and Trent Williams. How could you go wrong, right? I mean, George Kittle is really everything to that 49ers offense, not just in terms of the catching the passes, but also with the run blocking, opening up lanes for Christian McCaffrey. And, of course, Trent Williams has just been a standout. He's been a first-class player through and through, so it's definitely some players that are favorites, not just of yours, but favorites of a lot of football fans. And, yeah, now we've taken care of the football side of things, and I want to talk now just about what you do at Santa Clara University. You've got a lot going for you. You do play-by-play for their sports, and also you are the sports editor at the newspaper. And just tell everybody what you do at the university.
Absolutely. So, like you mentioned, I am the sports editor of our newspaper titled the Santa Clara here on campus. So I cover all things athletics here on campus and beyond, and I think that it requires some traveling. So, like, for example, we were in December, the Santa Clara men's basketball team was playing at the Phoenix Suns Arena for a one-off game. And when you hear the experience of, hey, you can go cover your team at an NBA arena, you can't hesitate on things like that. It's been really a good experience overall with the newspaper, being a writer for the last 2 years, being elevated into the editor role, and simultaneously being the sports director at KSU Santa Clara for the last 2 years, because you get to experience this team on the road. You get to see the highs. You get to see the lows. You get to construct a narrative that people want to read about so they can be better informed, so they can be more, so they can be more excited about the school maybe that they went to. So these alumni can have a feeling, hey, I want to come back for a game at the Levy Center. And you look at the progress of guys like Jalen Williams and Brandon Pajimski to the NBA with the teams like the Golden State Warriors and the Oklahoma City Thunder. I just want, my job is to make people excited about Santa Clara Athletics again, and I feel like we're doing a great job on both ends of trying to do that, illustrate the narrative, and most importantly, try and bring some trophies back to the Mission campus.
Absolutely, and certainly Santa Clara, of course. I mentioned at the beginning that the West Coast, specifically California, with those universities, you can't forget about Santa Clara in the Bay Area. And you heard it from him. He is Thomas Dunn. He is a play-by-play announcer for Santa Clara University on the campus radio station, KSCU, and he's also the sports editor for the Santa Clara newspaper, which is the college newspaper. And he's also a columnist for Cal Athletics for Right for California. And Thomas, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media and any websites. Let the listeners know that as well.
Absolutely. First of all, I appreciate you having me on. Secondly, people can find me at THOD_24 on Twitter. That's where I like to post some of my announcing highlights. That's where I post live updates, especially about where we're traveling to. So it's my duty to report the news for some people, and I'm excited because the Broncos, they've really transcended their what they were in the past compared to where we are now. And I'm excited to see if they can make a late run in March here to try and get to March Madness, because it'd be the first time since 1996 that the Broncos have done that.
As they say, never a dull moment in broadcasting, and there's never you're on your job, Thomas, that much is for sure. And Thomas, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. If ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity, and I hope you have a good rest of your week, good rest of your weekend, and I hope the listeners enjoy Super Bowl 58.
Rightfully so. We'll be back with more right after this.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.
Welcome back to Good Advice with me, the BR Telco operator. Caller, you're on.
I need to know there's something better out there for me. At this rate, I'll never be happy.
Let me guess. Broken promises. Feels like it's never going to pay off?
Exactly.
It sounds like you need the BR Telco Gold Card. With its low rate, no balance transfer fees, and real-time card controls, it'll be love at first swipe.
I was talking about my boyfriend.
Oh, well, games aren't good in love or finance.
Save on high-rate credit card balances today. Apply now at brtelco.org/transfer. Federally insured by NCUA.
You've seen his specials on Amazon, Netflix, Showtime, and more. Don't miss an evening with Steve Trevino.
Babe, can I go with Steve and have a drink at the casino? And then she started to speak wife. She looked at him right in the face and she goes, "You can do whatever you want." And his dumb goes, "Told ya!" I go, oh, no, 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 it's a trap. It's a trap.
Steve Trevino. Saturday, February 10th, Beau Rivage. Tickets on sale now at BeauRivage.com.
Must be 12, accompanied by someone 21 plus at all times. Schedule subject to change. Some restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.
You've seen his specials on Amazon, Netflix, Showtime, and more. Don't miss an evening with Steve Trevino.
Babe, can I go with Steve and have a drink at the casino? And then she started to speak wife. She looked at him right in the face and she goes, you can do whatever you want. And his dumb goes, told you. I go, oh, no, 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 it's a trap. It's a trap.
Steve Trevino. Saturday, February 10th, Beau Rivage. Tickets on sale now at BeauRivage.com.
Must be 12, accompanied by someone 21 plus at all times. Schedule subject to change. Some restrictions may apply.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Thomas Dunn, campus journalist for Santa Clara University, giving us all the insights of what's going on in San Francisco and in the Bay Area, from its food scene to the culture, also what's going on with him on campus. Oh, yeah, and what's happening with the San Francisco 49ers. Until next time, remember, everybody, remember, put God first in everything you do and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
T-Mobile 5G home internet can leave you with slower speeds during its busiest hours. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Visit cox.com/5G home to learn more.
Did you know that Pepsi has partnered with Racetrack so you can enjoy the big game on Sunday in the best way? This Friday through Sunday only, if you buy a whole extra large pizza at regular price at any participating Racetrack location, you get a free 2-liter Pepsi with the Racetrack Rewards app. Yeah, that's right. Man, forget this. Let's head to Racetrack to get our extra large pizza and free Pepsi. Offer available at participating Racetrack locations from February 9th through 11th or while supplies last.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.
You've seen his specials on Amazon, Netflix, Showtime, and more. Don't miss an evening with Steve Trevino.
Babe, can I go with Steve and have a drink at the casino? And then she started to speak wife. She looked at him right in the face and she goes, you can do whatever you want. And his dumb goes, told you. I go, oh, no, 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 it's a trap. It's a trap.
Steve Trevino. Saturday, February 10th, Beau Rivage.
Tickets on sale now at BeauRivage.com.
Must be 12, accompanied by someone 21 plus at all times. Schedule subject to change. Some restrictions may apply.
You've seen his specials on Amazon, Netflix, Showtime, and more. Don't miss an evening with Steve Trevino.
Babe, can I go with Steve and have a drink at the casino? And then she started to speak wife. She looked at him right in the face and she goes, you can do whatever you want. And his dumb goes, told you. I go, oh, no, 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 it's a trap. It's a trap.
Trevino. Saturday, February 10th, Beau Rivage.
Tickets on sale now at BeauRivage.com.
Must be 12, accompanied by someone 21 plus at all times. Schedule subject to change. Some restrictions may apply.
How powerful is Cox Fiber? Powerful enough to keep fans across the country in the action on the biggest game days of the year. Whether you're one of 65,000 fans at Allegiant Stadium or you're streaming the game at home with Cox Fiber from the company with America's fastest download speeds, whenever it matters most, Cox keeps you connected. Limited availability in select areas. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply. Analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data. Fixed median download speeds. US Q3 2023.
Trying to get home to stream that highly anticipated series finale? Well, it may take longer with T-Mobile 5G home internet. You could be stuck with slower speeds during the busiest hours because you share your network with cell phone users. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Plus, Cox offers free panoramic Wi-Fi equipment and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Why not switch? Visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.